from Prashanthinilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. You are tuned to Radio Sai, the voice of global harmony. Fleeting moments, lasting memories. Dear listeners, welcome to a series of reflections on close encounters of the divine kind. In this segment, we bring you excerpts of the experiences that former students of Bhagwan Baba relive and draw upon as their signposts in life. Years and decades after graduating from his schools, colleges and the university, it is a recall of God moments etched in students' hearts for eternity. Rama Devi belongs to the first few batches of students that graduated from the Satya Sai College at Anantapur. Home is where the heart is. After completing her MA in English, Rama Devi stayed back at the Satya Sai Hostel to teach English to the students. Today, she recounts her treasured memories and rare experiences.
The Lord enters our lives when our souls are ready to receive Him and when our yearning is intense. When I was doing my SSLC in Chennai in 1970-71, I felt that I did not belong there anymore. Who am I? This question kept arising in my mind. I felt I was more than what I seemed to be. In short, I was facing an identity crisis. Not knowing how to verbalize this crisis, I only told my parents that I wanted to study somewhere where people's words, thoughts and prayers harmonized with mine, a place where I could feel at home. My parents enrolled me in a college in Hyderabad where my relatives lived so that I could go home often. The same year, my sister secured a job in the Sri Satya Sai Arts and Science College for Women at Anantapur as an English lecturer. She liked the atmosphere in the college and hostel so much that, with Bhagwan's permission, she took me inside the holy portals of this college as a student. My sister worked for a year, got married and went away. But I stayed on and at last found my roots, my identity. I began to feel that all places were mine and all people were mine. Ever since, I have been under the loving care of Bhagawan. I have been basking in the sunshine of His divine grace and blessings. Although deprived of outer vision, being born blind, my inner sight has been gradually growing. At Bhagwan's lotus feet, the lotus of my inner self has been slowly blooming. On His 56th birthday, Swami lovingly commanded that I address the throng of devotees gathered there. He wished that I persuade people to put their God-given gifts of sight and hearing to good use. For me, it was an opportunity to tell the world how fortunate I was to be under His divine canopy. I too see Swami in my own way. I hear His nectarine voice. I breathe the perfume of His divine presence as He glides past me. I have often touched the soft petals of His tender lotus feet and His boon-bestowing hands. Swami even allowed me once to touch His unique, luxuriant hair. What I cannot see, I have felt.
our eyes are just one way to experience the glory of the Lord. In His unfathomable love and grace, He has granted us countless ways to know Him and experience His love. What we need is an intense longing from within. When we call out to Him with intense devotion, the Lord presents Himself anytime, any place.
After completing my BA, Swami called my grandmother and me for an interview and spoke to us very lovingly. He advised me to pursue MA English Literature in the PO Center, SK University, for there was no MA English in his college then. Swami, with all his mercy, told me that I could continue to stay in his hostel. When I expressed my diffidence in dealing with a vast syllabus, Swami instilled confidence in me, saying, "You can. I shall help you." He dismissed my grandmother's worry about me, as I would be under his loving care. All my experiences with Bhagwan reveal His boundless compassion. The summer course of 1977 was a lifetime experience for me. For securing the first rank, I was blessed with a precious trophy from the divine hands. However, difficult days were soon to follow. When we returned from the summer course, the governing body had decided that the five of us who stayed in Bhagwan's hostel and studied at the PG center nearby had to shift to the PO center hostel, as they were unable to provide accommodation to many applicants that year. This alarmed my classmates. They rushed to Puttaparthi to seek Bhagwan's refuge. Considering that I tend to worry more than others, they left me blissfully unaware of the difficult situation. But then, soon after they had left, I heard the news from someone else. I was disturbed. That day, in my afternoon nap, I had a dream. I was with my classmates, waiting for Swami's darshan. Swami came, and my classmates pleaded with Him to allow us to stay until we completed our course. Swami said that we would have to leave the hostel as we had to give place to others. He then turned to me and whispered, "Anyway, I am coming on 7th July. I will tell you then." That evening, my classmates returned and related what had happened at Puttaparthi. To everyone's astonishment, my dream and the reality coincided, except for the last portion. Hoping to raise their spirits, I told them what he had whispered to me, but they did not take me seriously. With this tension of our impending departure, we studied and started writing our examinations. In those days, Swami often visited the campus on the 7th of every month, and so, in anticipation, we were also preparing for Bhagwan's visit. On the 6th night, I had another dream. We were all sitting in lines along the corridors of our college. Swami came straight to me, tapped me on the head and said, "How are you?" I said, "I'm fine." "I'm fine, Swami, but could we stay in the hostel?" Swami replied, "Yes, you can." The dream repeated itself in reality the next morning when Bhagwan came to our campus. When the issue came up in front of Bhagwan, one of the authorities refuted, "Swami, 500 applications are coming for hostel seats." Swami said, "So what? 1,000 applications are coming for the Vrindavan campus. That does not mean that we should send away our students. I shall keep some of my children with me." Strength flowed into me. I felt I could lift a mountain. All my classmates were very happy. In August, when Swami was talking to the staff and students of the college, he commanded that I stay in the hostel and teach English to the students who need extra coaching. So, here I am, working for the last 26 years. Bhagwan has taught me many lessons, seen me through difficult times, and consoled me during calamities like deaths in my family.
Rabindranath Tagore has said, "Have you not heard his silent steps? He comes, comes, ever comes. Every moment and every age, every day and every night, he comes, comes, ever comes." Life with the Lord is a life filled with surprises. The Lord molds us to be His instruments, lovingly and patiently guiding us through life's lessons. Rama Devi tells us how Swami guided her through every major decision in life and reminded her again and again of His presence in her life.
One pleasant evening, I went for a walk in the campus with a student. We were both in an exhilarated mood and went up to the top of the terrace of our college building and sat poised precariously on the narrow parapet wall. We talked, laughed, and sang happily for an hour, blissfully unaware of the danger we were in. The prayer bell rang, and we came back to the hostel. I was sitting in the prayer hall, surrounded by the students. Suddenly, a fear of falling gripped me. It was so real that I bent forward to avoid falling back. But there was no chance of falling anywhere, as I was sitting on plain ground. This happened thrice during the bhajans. Then Swami spoke inside me, "If I had not protected you, one strong puff of wind would have sent you hurling down to the ground from the terrace. Don't do it again." There are two names in the Vishnu Sahasranama which are appropriate in this context: Bhayakrita and Bhayanashanaha, the one who creates fear and the one who destroys fear. The compassionate Lord did not have the heart to disturb my pleasant evening, so He kept the fear in abeyance for some time. On another occasion, Professor Sri V.K. Gokak was being felicitated on his 75th birthday by Bhagwan. All the staff and the students of the institute had gathered in the institute auditorium at Puttaparthi. For some reason, I felt very sad. I felt I was a nobody. With a sardonic smile, I told myself that I was the only discontented element in the whole gathering. I was disinterested in the proceedings on the stage. At the end of the function, Swami created something and there was applause. I forgot all my sadness and wanted to know what it was. I asked the person sitting next to me, but she was so engrossed in watching Swami that she did not reply. But could the Lord have overlooked my eagerness to know? Above the thunderous applause, I heard Swami's voice, "Diamond ring." After a minute, there was applause once again. This time too, my neighbor did not answer my query. Again, Swami spoke loud and clear, "Diamond earrings for Srimati Gokak." I heard Swami's message inside me. Don't be gloomy. Don't stand aloof. Join in the jubilation. Tears of gratitude filled my eyes. I clapped loudly and my heart became light. When I went home for the summer vacation in 1987, I was told that a blind school had been opened in Visakhapatnam and the principal's post was vacant. Since I had the necessary qualifications, I was asked to apply for it. I did not want to leave Swami's proximity for all the wealth in the world. Very convincing arguments were put forth and the pressure mounted. At last, I gave in and sent an application, but I insisted that I would not go unless Swami permitted me. After the vacation, with a heavy heart, I came to Bhagavan and gave him a letter saying, "Swami, they are asking me to come and take the post of principal in the blind school. Please tell me what I should do." Swami said, "I will tell you later." So I decided it was best to wait. I wrote to my aunt, asking her to come to Prashanthanilayam, anticipating that Swami would grant us an interview. Even before my letter reached, my aunt had a dream one early morning. She was sitting in the darshan line. Swami pointed to me, sitting with the staff and students, and said she had prayed hard and had performed much penance to secure a seat in my college. Now she wants to forfeit it. My aunt said hastily, "Swami, she does not know what to do. If you say no, she will not go." Swami said, "Well, I don't like it," and disappeared. My aunt immediately wrote to me. Just before she posted her letter, she received my letter. And so, in a postscript, she added that she would not be coming since Swami had given the answer. When I got the letter, I was overjoyed. I myself typed a long letter of thanks and gave it to Bhagwan on Guru Purnima day. During the evening darshan, Swami brought a braille watch to gift it to me. Swami kept the watch open in his palm and asked me to feel it and tell the time. As I was opposite to Swami, I could not understand the position of the hands of the watch. I said, "I can't make out, Swami." But Bhagwan would not take no for an answer. Swami said, "Cheppu, tell." I was kneeling in front of Bhagwan, holding his palm for a full 5 minutes in confusion. Then bhajan began, and I deduced it must be 6 o'clock and said so. Those days, bhajan started at 6 p.m. Swami laughed softly and said that the watch showed 12:50. He said the time on the watch himself and gave it to me. As I sat clutching the watch, I wondered, was it a gift for my decision to stick to him, or was it a warning to watch my words, actions and thoughts in future? I am grateful to Bhagwan for giving me the opportunity to render humble service at his lotus feet. My prayer to him always is to help me go inward, to depend less on external factors and draw more from the inner springs of peace and joy and realize myself. Jai Sai Ram.
Dear listeners, you just heard a reflection by Rama Devi, an alumna of the Sri Satya Sai University, Anandpur campus. She has shared her treasured memories of Bhagwan Baba. We hope you enjoyed this journey down memory lane. It came to you as a part of the Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories series of experiences by the former students of Bhagwan's educational institutes. We look forward to your feedback and suggestions. Please send your emails to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you for joining us today. Please stay tuned for more such reflections in the segment entitled Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories. Same time, same day, next week. Till then, Sai Ram from Prashantinilayam.